One of Peoria's own has been selected for a statewide honor that puts her in select company.
I see some of the names on the list and had a lot of respect for it. So to be in that list is just really flattering.
That's Peoria Public Library Deputy Director Roberta Koshelski. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, August 14th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Nine new sculptures from nine different artists now make up Sculpture Walk Peoria. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Sculpture Walk Peoria is now available for viewing on Washington Street between the Peoria Riverfront Museum and the Bob Michael Bridge. There are nine different sculptures made by nine different artists. John and Jeff Heinzman talk about how the walk this year offers art inspired by music, math, nature, and more.
We have inspiration that they've sought from music, from culture and subcultures, from mathematics, from just the human spirit itself. And I think that it really proves that artists seek inspiration from every aspect of life.
This sculpture walk has given people the chance for a creative outlet a lot of individuals have been in need of during this pandemic.
I think for most of the galleries in the museum here, even, we were shut down due to COVID-19. And here was the opportunity for people to go out in public and to see some really great, great pieces.
In lieu of public tours, John Heinzman narrates a video tour providing an in-depth look at the artists and art featured on this year's Sculpture Walk Peoria.
Jeff and I conducted a mock tour, I guess, because of COVID-19. And we went through and we had the honor of speaking with most of the artists.
For more information on video and audio tours, visit artpartners.net. I'm Olivia Streeter.
That's artspartners.net, and you can find Out and About host Jen Gordon's full conversation with John and Jeff Heinzman at WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria County's regional superintendent says some schools could struggle to start on time if they can't get students the laptops and tablets they need. A Tazewell County man in his 80s has died of COVID-19 complications. He is the third Tri-County resident to succumb to the disease this week. Local officials have confirmed 77 new infections Thursday. And Peoria-based textiles startup Natural Fiber Welding has secured $13 million in additional investments led by a major internationally known brand. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria Public Library Deputy Director Roberta Koshelski has been named Librarian of the Year by the Illinois Library Association. Koshelski tells Joe Deacon she learned about the honor more than a month ago, but had to keep it a secret.
I found out about it on the 4th of July. I was reading my work email from home, and I had to read it a number of times to make sure what it was saying is what it meant. And so the email said I couldn't tell anybody, that only I was being informed and the person who nominated me. So then I couldn't yet say anything to anyone else at the library until the Illinois Library Association announced it. It was and still is kind of hard to believe because I see some of the names on the list and had a lot of respect for. So to be in that list is just really flattering.
What sparked your desire to be a librarian? What is it about the work that inspires you?
I'm an only child, and when I was small, and of course I had my own bedroom with a lot of books in it, and I actually made cards and pockets for my books and asked my parents to check them out. So that's kind of corny, but it's the truth. I mean, my parents took me to the public library, and I always loved books in the library. And even though I went through some thoughts in college of being a math teacher or an engineer, librarianship was always dear to me and something I love.
How do you make people aware of the library's importance to the community?
Well, by making people aware of everything we have. that it's more than just books and the materials that you can check out or that you can access online. It's also the connections you can make, whether it's through book clubs or coming to programs. There are connections you can make in so many ways at the public library to get to know yourself better and to learn more about your community and your neighbors.
What are some of the programs in particular the library has developed that have made you especially proud?
I've been fortunate to be involved in some ongoing programs like Peoria Reads, which is our One City, One Book annual project. And that's the program where every year our planning committee selects a book, and then we plan programs to encourage people to read the book and talk about the issues in the book. You might have heard our 2020 selection is The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas. This next year will be the 20th year of Peoria Reads. Through Peoria Reads, a couple of the books that we read as part of our community read were Don't Shoot, about the focused deterrence program related to gang violence. Library got very involved in spreading awareness of the Don't Shoot program begun by the city of Peoria here in town. And then a few years later, we also read Dreamland because of the growing number of overdoses in our community and surrounding communities. Now, those are ways that the library can work with community partners to educate people about topics important to all of us.
That was Roberta Kaschelski speaking with WCBU's Joe Deacon about her recent honor from the Illinois Library Association. For more details, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.